Tantor Audio presents Lydia's Party by Margaret Hawkins, narrated by Marguerite Gavin. We cannot live the afternoon of life according to the program of life's morning, for what was great in the morning will be little at evening, and what in the morning was true will at evening have become a lie. Carl Jung. Part 1. Lydia, 9 o'clock a.m. Lydia needed to prepare. In 10 hours, the women would begin to arrive for what they'd come to call the bleak midwinter bash. Lydia gave the party every year, and every year she dreaded it. Not the event itself, but the possibility of failure. It hadn't happened yet, but this might be the year. Lydia had named the party after her favorite Christmas carol, a hymn in a minor key. Mostly she liked the beginning. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. Beautiful, she thought, that ingenious repetition. Clearly written by someone who knew her snow, knew its hypnotic properties, its ability to bury and silence. The song sounded to Lydia like here and now. Chicago in January. Lydia remembered the year the temperature hit 27 below, when it hurt to breathe. The tradition, if you could call it that, had started 19 years before. As the Christmas party, Lydia didn't get around to organizing until the last week of January. The date stuck, long enough after the holidays to offer fresh appeal. By then, everyone was ready for something again, minus all that red and shininess and expectation.